Good morning. This is Q95's morning news for today, Friday, July 28. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. In the headlines, former DAS president disappointed that government failed to revitalize banana production and export. Spiraling debt in Barbados and Trinidad worrying CDB. And Pakistan Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif resigns over Panama Papers verdict. The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. Details coming up.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Dominicans in the diaspora are beginning to express major concern regarding Dominica's agricultural industry and the lack of exports of bananas from the country's shores. Former DAS President Dr. Clayton Schillingford says there are neighboring islands which were devastated by the spread of Black Sigatoka and are currently revitalizing their banana exports as they hired the proper expertise to do so. Dr. Schillingford added that Dominica's government failed to approach the issue scientifically compared to the governments of the other islands and as a result have not been able to advance recovery of the crop.
So to come more specifically to the matter of Black Sigatoka, the invasion took place in Honduras a long time ago and the disease came from the Pacific territory. The fact of the matter is that there are a lot of people who are still in banana production as an enterprise with the Black Sigatoka and who have succeeded to turn the business around. All of Latin America, Saint Lucia is moving forward. The two French islands that are neighbors of ours, they all have Black Sigatoka too, but they are exporting banana in large quantity. The fact of the matter is, you have to come to the fundamental conclusion that the elements that were put together here to deal with arresting the progress of that Black Sigatoka, these elements were not in place. There's a governance issue, there's a management issue, there's a question of the capacity and the capability of the people who have been charged with doing, taking care of the same. If you don't have these elements in place, it is not possible for you to succeed as, for example, Matlican Guadalupe.
Female calypso monarch Janae Jackson will represent Dominica at a Caribbean female monarch competition in Nevis on Monday, July 31st. The Dominica Festivals Commission has facilitated Jackson's trip and she's expected to return the day after the competition. Jackson is Dominica's three-time female calypso monarch. She will leave the state on Friday. Janae is competing against female calypso queens from nine other countries in the region, including Antigua and Trinidad and Tobago. The show will be streamed live via Vaughn Radio in Nevis and forms part of Culturama activities in that country. Financial consultant Frederick Barron has joined those calling for some hope to be given to the young men on Ireland. Former government minister Henry Dyer has called for more attention to be given to the young men on Ireland. And with increasing criminal activity, particularly among men, Barron says too many young people are out there wondering what they should do.
Too many young people, particularly young men, are out there wondering what should I do. And many of them take back the route to Guadeloupe and do this thing. That's not what they want to do. But that's the only hope they see for themselves. How can you build a country and people see the only hope is doing illegal things? It cannot be right. And after 17 years, this government must understand that if they cannot do the job, just say, look, we tried our best, but we cannot do it. And I'm hoping that after this budget today will give some hope, particularly to the young men, Matt. Because I use the young men, because the young women, they survive. This system is structured to facilitate them. But you see these young men, these are productive people in the most productive parts of their life, sitting on the block, and the idle mind is the devil's playground. When they have nothing to do and they think, in the past probably they would go and cook a jot and whatever, but that is not fashionable no more. They have their, even if they're unemployed, they have their cell phones and they've seen what's happening elsewhere and so on. So they decided, you know, it's Martin Luther King that said, if you don't feel that you have a place in the society, you feel that you want to destroy it. In these exact words. And that is why the government must come up with a budget that provides hope and a vision for Dominica that embraces everybody.
Baron is proposing the establishment of a manufacturing incubator, which he says will create employment for some of the young people.
They need to establish a manufacturing incubator, man. Too many young men. There's a young man from Salisbury doing the Choco Dominic. There's one the coffee. These are brilliant ideas. Mr. Louis has started producing his own coffee. You should have an incubator where Mr. Louis can come on Monday and produce, roast his coffee, grind his coffee, package his coffee, and leave. Somebody else comes on Tuesday.
Dominica Coconut Products is expected to reopen under local ownership in the near future. That's according to Prime Minister and Finance Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. During his budget presentation on Thursday, the Finance Minister revealed that it would take 6 months of repair and maintenance work to return the plant back to its operational status. He went on to give the company's projection of 150 individuals expected to be employed during the three-year period following the reopening of the factory.
The manufacturing sector is receiving a boost with the reopening of the Dominica Coconut Products under local ownership with the support of the government. The new owner has informed that it will take up to 6 months of repair and maintenance of the equipment and building before the plant is operational. 10 employees, consisting of mainly technical and administrative staff, will be employed during that stage, whilst a total of 51 people will be employed during the first year of production. The company has informed that it expects employment to reach a peak of 150 people within a three-year period. Government's policy of encouraging and supporting developments of small business has gained momentum.
Economist Joshua Francis is of the view that while Dominica's economy may appear to be better off than some other islands, the country is still lagging far behind. He says one cannot judge the economy based on figures alone, as there are qualitative factors to be considered comparing previous years to the current situation. According to Francis, Dominica may be ahead in certain areas of economic development, but in reality, Dominica still falls way behind other Caribbean nations in development.
In certain areas of the economy, Dominica is doing better than some other islands. But again, that is as far as comparative analysis of the current situation. But for you to make a proper economic analysis of Dominica, we ought not to only look at the figures. We need to look at the realities as far as where Dominica stands against the other Caribbean islands. So when we're making an economic analysis, it cannot and should not just be an analysis of the figures. You have to look at qualitative factors, and you also have to look at intangibles, and you have to look at it not just within the immediate space, but compared to other years and compared to other countries. So as I said, in certain respects, that argument may be true. In others, it is not true. It's a debatable situation. But most of us would agree that even if Dominica may have better figures in certain areas of the economy, that generally Dominica is still behind the other Caribbean countries as far as economic development is concerned.
He went on to say that Dominica is in need of a new economy, where the country is able to increase its exports and individuals are able to maintain a decent standard of living.
I mean, in Dominica is a new economy. We need to stimulate the economy to the point where we can have sustainable jobs, we can increase exports, we can get our young people working, we can get citizens to be able to save, increase disposable income, lower our imports, because right now we continue to import, but what are we exporting apart from our passports? We need to find ourselves in a situation where we actually increase physical exports.
Member of Dominica's Electoral Commission, Wayne James, says the issue of electoral reform has still not been addressed by the government of Dominica. There have been numerous calls for the implementation of electoral reform here, particularly from the opposition UWP, who have said there can be no elections without these reforms. James has accused the government of attempting to corrupt the electoral process through the practice of cheating and bribery. He says the government must ensure that the next general elections are free and fair for all political parties involved. And he cautions the administration to allow the commission to function independently as it should.
Right now we are at a standstill in terms of the work that we are supposed to be doing. Because right now on Ireland, we have all the machine necessary to start enrolling persons so that every Dominican that is eligible can have a voter ID card in their hand for the next general election. So we are at that stage. We have to engage enrollment officers, but that has to be done within the laws. And this is one of the things, the amendments that has to be made. Also the voter ID card, because this was not something that this was in our laws. So, but we have seen that because of the corruptness in terms of the treating and bribery that the government wanted to bring to our parliament, the people's parliament again, that because the people stood up, the prime minister decides that he must adjourn the house and all of the matters relating to the electoral process of this country is on the back. I'm calling on Roosevelt's care. Please release the independent electoral commission and allow us to proceed with the work that the constitution requires us to do.
In more news, spiraling debt in some regional economies remains a major worry for the Caribbean Development Bank. The Barbados-based institution has warned that the efforts of some countries to tackle the problem are off track and governments have to seriously assess their management of the problem. According to Director of Economics at the CDB, Dr. Justin Ram, Barbados is the most indebted country in the region, and there are strong signs that the Trinidad and Tobago economy is headed for trouble. And Nawaz Sharif has resigned as Prime Minister of Pakistan following a decision by the country's Supreme Court to disqualify him from office. The ruling came after a probe into his family's wealth following the 2015 Panama Papers dump linking Mr. Sharif's children to offshore companies. Mr. Sharif has consistently denied any wrongdoing in the case. The five judges reached a unanimous verdict in the Islamabad court, which was filled to capacity. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of the headlines. Former DAS president disappointed that government failed to revitalize banana production and export. Spiraling debt in Barbados and Trinidad and Tobago worrying CDB. And Pakistan Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif resigns over Panama Papers verdict. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I am Lakisha Labusir.